Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As far as my fallout and my culpability with Edwin Diaz, I'll take every freaking bullet you want. All right? On Friday, I said something on the air, such as Edwin Diaz will sign in the next 4.5 hours, and I was wrong. And I take a massive, massive L. In fact, I'm wearing the L right now. And quite frankly, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. If you want to blame me along with David and Steve and Edwin, that is fine, because I'm so pissed off and disgusted that I will gladly.
You had nothing to do with it other than making people think that Edwin Diaz was going to sign in the short term, and it didn't happen, and it's never going to happen now. But I think we need to change this this L punishment. Wearing it for a week here does nothing.
So I could take this L off, is what you're saying?
You can take the L off.
Oh, thank you.
Take the L off.
Oh, great.
But don't let it go too far, because come next baseball season,
yes,
you have to wear that L to every Met-Dodger game. Everyone. And every day on the show, the Mets are playing the Dodgers, you have to wear the
L.
So
they're in L.A. in April, I got to wear the L.
You got to wear the L.
All right.
When they're in city in June or July, whatever
it is. Yeah, sometime during the summer.
Sometime during the summer, you got to wear the L. And when you schlep over to Citi Field, take it with you. Deal?
Fine.
Sound good, Tommy?
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
You're
Sean?
Sounds great.
You're in a position right now where I'll accept anything.
You have to accept it.
I am such a beaten person right now that, sure, you want me to wear. So does this mean over the life of this 3-year contract, whenever the Mets play the Dodgers, I have to wear the L?
Absolutely.
All right,
for the
next
3 years. Next 3 years. Anytime the Mets are playing the Dodgers, and as long as Edwin Diaz is not on the IL. If he goes on the IL.
Oh, I get a break.
You get a respite.
But okay.
As long as Edwin Diaz is potentially coming out of the bullpen to drop an L on you all, you have to wear the L.
All right.
July 24th, 25th, 26th.
There
yes.
You go.
It is a weekend series in which he comes to Citi Field, his return, and the Mets go to Los Angeles early in the season. They go there April 13th, 14th, and 15th. All right, fair enough. But anyone who wants to blame me, I'll take it. I don't care. I'm so beaten up today. And I said this during the open, and I hope I can laugh at this. I hope we all can laugh at this in a few weeks and a few months, because David Stearns truly is smarter than all of us. And whatever he has up his sleeve makes us all feel better. But all I know is that it took a while to earn the trust of me and many other Met fans. Okay? The least trustworthy thing in sports has always been the closer of the New York Mets. And Edwin Diaz was the first person. Again, I apologize to John Franco, but I mean this. He was the first person to make you believe and trust, and now he's gone. Let's get to your calls, 888-808-1019. Ken is on Long Island. What's up, Ken?
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey, guys. Ev, I'm not blaming you at all, but no more promise. I mean, no more predictions, please. You got to make a promise to that. Deke, that's a great punishment. Great punishment.
Right, and it lasts forever.
Well, 100%. And, you know what? Diaz could take that trumpet and shove it with a sun don't shine. And Cohen better step in like he did with Soto. Give Stearns a blank check. I don't care about taxes. I don't want to hear about taxes. We all pay taxes. I want him to pay $100 million more than he has to. You owe it to us. Get it done. Get us guys. Get us everybody. I don't care. This is BS.
You know what I wonder about? Because this is the part of the offseason where now you leak stuff to make yourself feel better. So when Edwin Diaz signed with the Dodgers, the first thing we all saw, if you're following this in real time, is he signed with the Dodgers. The second thing you saw was 3-year deal. And you're like, what, 3-year deal? Then you see 3 years, $69 million.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, well, how did the Mets lose him
right.
for that?
Because it felt like it was going to be a lot more than that that was going to get him lured someplace else or even to stay here.
I had heard it was going to be a 5th year,
yes.
And the Mets weren't going to go to a 5th year. So once you hear 3 years, $69 million, then you hear, oh, but the Mets offered 3 years, $66 million. And Edwin didn't call the Mets back. He didn't circle back, almost creating the perception that Edwin Diaz didn't want to come back. Mm-hmm. I want everyone to be careful about that. Because even if today Edwin Diaz was pissed off and ready to leave, isn't it possible that the negotiations caused that?
Yeah.
Isn't it possible?
Or the lack thereof.
Yes.
The non-negotiations caused that. You don't want me. You're not talking to me. You're not having a serious conversation about what I value as my value for this contract. Then whenever I get the next one, that's where I'm going. It just becomes more appealing when someone wants you more.
It's also when the person or team that wants you is better than you in every way.
Right.
Like, the Mets played this game with Alonso last year, and they won. They won the standoff because
the qualifying offer
was
attached. Yes, right.
The QO was attached to him. He didn't get great offers, and the only other offer I'd heard he got was from Toronto.
Yeah.
And so Pete looked at it and said, screw it. I'd rather stay with the Mets. Edwin Diaz is the best closer in baseball. If you play that same game, and it sort of feels like that's what the Mets did, and you allow the defending two-time world champions to get involved, then Edwin Diaz could have very well said, why am I loyal to you?
Right. The sale is very easy. Come to us. We're going to pay you more than the Mets are currently offering. And by the way, you have a real chance to win a World Series. Maybe even multiple, because that's what we're building here.
Justin is in Queens. Hey, Justin.
Listen, Ev, you stole all of my thunder. All of it. And what you just said, you couldn't be more right. Wouldn't you do the same thing? Really? I've been the best closer you guys have, and you're haggling over $3 million? Guess what? I'm out. Tiki, I got something to say to you.
What's up?
Totally disagree with what you're saying. You're talking about, well, give David Stern some credit or whatever. He got you Juan Soto. No, he did not. Steve Cohen got us Juan Soto. David Stearns was on the plane as Soto agreed to the deal. So don't give me this crap that David Stearns got us Juan Soto. David Stearns is a clown. I think that he's the guy that's like, listen, I can do this for less. I can do this for cheaper. We don't have to go the conventional way. What has he ever done, Evan? He's never built a team that's going to the World Series. He's never built a team that's really serious about winning the whole thing. He comes here. It took Grimace and OMG for us to get into the playoffs in 24. last year, he's feeding us Max Kranich and Canning and Lovelady and Dubinsky, and he's saying, go beat the Dodgers, and we got 83 wins. Now, the sure thing that we did have, he doesn't even want to sign, and I'll tell you this right now, Evan. Right now, I'll tell you. Alonso's gone. You know why? Because you asked him to produce. He produced, and now you still don't want to pay him. So if anybody comes close, Alonso's gone too. Don't be surprised. And all Stearns is going to do is sit up there on SNY tonight with his stupid quarter zip sweater and tell us, well, run prevention. Well, guess what, dummy? Edwin Diaz was the epitome of run prevention. He closed games for us.
Well said. That's a great call. Yeah. The only part I'll quibble with is I'm not going to start throwing tomatoes at what he did in Milwaukee. First of all, it's pointless. Who cares? I mean, yeah. Ultimately, do we give a crap what he did in Milwaukee, good or bad?
And it's completely different circumstances.
It's completely different. So I'm not going to look at what he did there and rip him. He did a good job in Milwaukee. But what I would say is that doesn't matter. David Stearns is judged on right now. Mm-hmm. He's judged on last offseason, the previous offseason, and this offseason. And what is now on his resume, whether he likes it or not, is he let the most reliable closer this franchise ever saw walk through the door. And you want to play tough negotiations, sometimes it works, like it did last year with Pete Alonso. It backfired on Edwin Diaz. It backfired. Yep. And Justin's right. You want to talk about run prevention? Well, it's pretty cool to prevent runs in the ninth inning when you have a lead, or in the ninth inning in a tie game, or in the 10th inning with a stupid runner on second base. And Edwin Diaz is as good at that as anyone else. And what you've now created is a new question mark. Because Devin Williams is a question mark. Whoever you add to this bullpen, whether it's Robert Suarez, mm-hmm. they are question marks. Edwin wasn't. You created a new one. And that's on you. And what also David Stearns has to realize is that that anger you heard from Justin and every other Met fan, you're going to have to live with that.
Yeah.
Because this is on your hands.
Right, especially if there aren't other mitigating moves in this offseason. And we're going to find out pretty soon. I don't know if things are going to start happening hot and heavy now because of the Schwarber and the Diaz signings, but if the Mets don't do anything and they just kind of strip out the what they perceive is the problem children of this organization.
The problem children? What, right. Is Edwin Diaz? Edwin Diaz was
no,
a problem?
No, of course not, but he was hurt for a year, and it's like we don't want to overpay and blah, 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 whatever you want to say. Pete Alonso has all these rumors about the locker room issues and Jeff McNeil and all things with Francisco Lindor. Like, all of that stuff is, I don't know if it's real or not, but it's around. And so if you're trying to build a winner, you do it in one of two ways. You spend a ton of money, like the Dodgers, or you try to get your team cohesive. And maybe that's what he's doing. The problem is, it's a real fine line when you're measuring personalities of grown men.
Let's go to Paul in Newark, New Jersey. What's shaking, Paul?
Welcome to Stearns' world, the low baller. You go offer him $22 million. These guys are human. They want to be welcome. They want to be appreciated. Pete said, when he said he was going to opt out, I appreciate the Mets. Let's see if they appreciate me. They give Schwarber 5 years, $150 million, and the talking heads are saying, we're only going to give Pete 3 years. Well, goodbye, Pete. You talked about run prevention. Diaz is the only guy in your bullpen that prevented any runs, and you just let him walk. The same thing with Nimmo. Oh, we got you talking in a trade. Well, you don't want me? I'll go with my buddy DeGrom. This Stearns, oh, let him go test the market. No, don't go let him test the market. You're our guy. We want you. We're going to give you whatever it needs, whatever it takes to get you. And that's not Stearns. He plays low ball. Now, you trust him to go get a team and put a championship team together? He's 0-2 right now. Is he going to get Skubal? Is he going to get Tucker? Is he going to get... I don't trust him as far as I can throw him.
No. I don't know how anyone can now. He has to earn our trust. Trust isn't given.
Mm-hmm.
And considering what has now happened, you got to earn that back. And I think he is 100% right. When you hear leaks about, well, maybe Edwin didn't want to be here, because that's the new thing. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe Edwin didn't want to be here. Maybe he didn't want to be here because of the way the negotiations went. When Edwin Diaz...
That's all speculation. We have no idea.
No. I'm responding to what was leaked out probably by the Mets. When Anthony DeComo puts out there, yeah, the Mets offered 3 years, 66, and they thought they were going to get a chance to speak to him again.
Yeah.
That is a leak from the Mets saying, see, we made the same offer. We thought he'd come back and talk to us. We really thought he wanted to come back. This is about to become a Red Sox thing. They used to do this all the time. Let's kill the guy who left.
Right.
And by the way, I'm not happy with the guy who left.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to open up the curtain here to realize maybe the way you negotiated for the last month is what led to this.
True.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. you get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.